This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she's so thirsty.
Well, Kanye West brought his weekly gospel series Sunday Service to Coachella yesterday. Now, Coachella's two weekends, right?
Yeah.
And they have the massive stage that they perform on, but Kanye decided that A, he didn't want to perform on the stage. B, remember a couple of weeks ago, the story was is that Kanye was expected to perform at Coachella, but what he wanted to do wasn't going to fit on the stage at Coachella.
Correct.
And so now Kanye West's name was pulled off of Coachella completely until sometime recently. Kanye and Coachella figured out what they wanted to do. So what they did was Kanye performed his Sunday service on a hilltop at the Coachella campsite. And it was pretty much, you know, I think he probably had to tie into Easter, obviously, that Kanye did his entire performance on the top of this hill that was away from the Coachella main stage. And he performed probably an hour. Just over an hour, but didn't actually begin rapping until almost 45 minutes into it.
Well, then what was he doing?
He had a gospel choir out there. He had guests like Chance the Rapper, Kid Cudi, Ty Dolla $ign all came out.
So let me get this straight. So far, the Kanye performance didn't involve Kanye.
Well, it involved Kanye in that he was walking around with... let's call them his dancers, who were all dressed in sort of the same attire that you might like see in a movie about a cult.
Okay.
And then he would walk amongst them and they would try to touch him and put their hands in the air like, blessed be the Kanye.
So when you say cult, I mean, that is a very wide range. Some people wear white sneakers with white jeans in a cult. Some people wear all kinds of stuff.
Okay, I'll be more specific. They were rust-colored or plum or like maroon-colored sweatpants. And then the tops were a sweatpant poncho. It was a poncho made of sweats material.
So it sounds like he was trying to like do like a Sermon on the Mound kind of thing.
Right.
Well, he had the mound built.
Oh, that was not a real hill.
No. And that was the problem he was having with the Coachella people because he wanted to build a hill at the where the main stage of Coachella is supposed to happen. And they were like, well, yay. Yeezy, can't do that. Easy, Yeezy.
I mean, we have heard some crazy requests for performances here. I've never heard, change the earth for me.
right.
Well, a big buzz about Coachella was the merch that Kanye West was selling. The line was ridiculously long to buy Kanye West merch. Here's what he had to offer. He had a sweatshirt that said Holy Spirit on the front. And on the back, Sunday Service at the Mountain, that was going for $165.
And I'll bet idiots still bought it.
He had a dark-colored sweatshirt, different color, but this one, slightly more expensive, $225.
For the same thing?
Same thing, different color.
Doesn't say Kanye.
Does not say Kanye on it.
Okay. Doesn't say Coachella anywhere on it either.
Right. You can get a $70 t-shirt that just says Trust God. And then if you really wanted to splurge and buy $50 socks, a pair that says Jesus Walks on them, or another pair of socks that says Church Socks, that's $50.
I mean, Church Socks is funny. Jesus Walks is ironic because he didn't wear socks.
Right. Right.
So now, this is definitely him trying to be Jesus again, right?
Okay. So I think yes, but there's more to it.
Uh-huh.
Because... he does Sunday service every week. And at
like he does a Sunday performance somewhere?
Yes.
Where? Like, where? What are?
So he used to do it at his house, and it was invite only. And
who?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
And like, who shows up to that?
Well, Tyler, the Creator.
So only celebrities.
Courtney Love, Katy Perry, and Orlando Bloom.
Who would respond? Who would go?
Okay.
That's how people get murdered.
Okay. So the Sunday service is led by Kanye, obvi. And the goal, if somebody could tell me what this means, great. To be able to communicate love effectively.
Okay.
And they sing gospel versions of his songs while he leads things.
When are we? When is this gonna stop, guys?
I mean, we could be worried about Kanye again, right?
You, Rain, encourage this kind of nonsense.
I knew this was coming.
I mean, he's right, though.
I know.
You would buy one of these sweatshirts.
No.
You would buy the socks. You would buy the socks. You love socks.
No, I do love socks, but I don't love $50 pairs of socks.
Okay, then Kevin would. You'd buy one for Kevin.
Yes, Kevin absolutely would. Up until recently, we'll say within the last few years, have been a big Kanye West fan. I like his music.
Sure.
And then he started kind of getting a little weird with his messaging and his performances. Now I'm not as much on the Kanye boat as I used to be.
Well, that's nice to hear because he's going to convince people to kill themselves.
I mean, that's what this sounds like. I mean, if he...
Now, I will say this. The people that were at Coachella, they were hired to be there. They weren't his real disciples.
Well, no, of course. Yeah. No one... Well, I don't know. Rain says that the line for the merch was very long. I mean, if Kanye really wants to live out this Jesus fantasy, at what point do we get to crucify him?
Okay.
I'm just asking.
We don't.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I understand that, but he's going to go a
different
route. He's
going to come back, guys. Also, that's what Easter is. Fingers crossed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.